Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Slim and Kim. Hold on, we're starting. We're going both YouTube and Blog Talk Radio. So we're doing an intro on YouTube. So
you should be able to hear it on the radio show.
Slim and Kim podcast. Welcome, 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 everybody. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Slim and Kim Show. Today, we are going to talk about Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Season 2 and Baddies ATL Season 1.
Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Well, first, we'll start with Jocelyn's Cabaret. Like a better version of Bad Girls Club. It started out, Jocelyn's Cabaret, the season was really good.
Well, hold on, Kim. So, before we get into it, we have to definitely let everybody know that this is definitely season 2.
Yes.
And this is our first
Slim and Kim Show.
Kinda,
yeah.
Like putting it on about it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, without no further ado, we're doing it on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube, off of StreamYard and shit like that.
Anybody wants to call in, the number is 563-999-3649, or you can click the link and the YouTube, the Slim and Kim Show.
On the Slim and Kim Show.
Yeah.
On YouTube, the Slim and Kim Show. Okay, so, all right, ready? You ready to get jiggy with it?
Let's roll with it.
So you're going to narrate it. You're going to tell us we're going to start. Are we doing the whole season?
Well, I'll just say, like, what we liked and didn't like about the season, and then we'll talk about the reunion.
Okay. All right.
Actually, the Jocelyn's Cabaret season was really good. Like, we look forward to the episodes each week. They were really good. It was entertaining, exciting.
Drama-filled.
It was actually better than Baddies ATL, truthfully.
That's a fact. Let me applaud that. Let's applaud Jocelyn's Cabaret. It's definitely better than Baddies ATL.
You know, because they had a goal. They were working towards something, whereas it wasn't just a bunch of girls just sitting around in the house with nothing to do.
Like, yeah.
They actually had
drama to start.
Yeah, they actually had an end goal. They were looking, they were fucking...
Well, let's explain it. So, we all know who Jocelyn is. I mean,
Jocelyn,
I don't know.
Explain
who Jocelyn is.
Jocelyn Hernandez. She's Stevie J's baby mama. She was on Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop, yeah.
Seasons 1 through 6. Then she broke off. She's a former stripper. I guess Stevie J found her in a strip club.
Hold on.
He did.
I'm not saying he did. Let's applaud the strippers.
Yeah.
This is applaud the strippers. Okay, so she was a stripper. Okay.
Yeah, she's a former stripper. Stevie J thought she had some musical talent, so he tried
to... She's a rapper, right?
Singer, rapper. Yeah.
Entertainer.
Yeah.
She's an entertainer.
So he tried to, like, make her a star.
Okay.
Didn't really go anywhere. She never really became famous for her music.
She's no Cardi B.
No, she's definitely not a Cardi B. She wasn't one of those, somebody who's on Love and Hip Hop, and then they were the next reality star. Or, you know,
she's a reality star.
Musical star.
Musical star.
So what she did, though.
Even though she does make some decent music.
Some of them are okay.
Yeah.
Baby girl, feel like it's my B-Day. That's her best song.
Feel like it's my B-Day, baby.
That's the best song she got.
Good shit, Jocelyn.
So what she did is she went back to what she knew, and she took a bunch of strippers, a bunch of porn people who made porn and all that stuff, and they She had them all, like, basically try out, perform a routine. The final four would get to perform in a show with her, and one person would win $10,000. So it was kind of like she gave these strippers and porn stars something to aspire to, I guess.
Yeah. They were trying to get to a Las Vegas show, basically dancing and stripping with this
with Jocelyn.
Bitch.
And, yeah. And winning $10,000.
And winning $10,000. Okay. Which is cool.
So the season was
that
great.
That was the premise of the show. That was the base. That was the goal. That's what all these females wanted.
That's what they were all competing for.
Where are you going? Now, before we go into it, I want to continue. I wanted to say who made the final cut and actually made talk about who was on season two of Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Okay, so from season one, the only one.
And put the Cash App and their thing in the link real quick. Sorry.
Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. There's some money in the Cash App.
Hit that Cash App. Hit that Cash App.
Make sure you subscribe to the channel. All right, so.
Who are the whores? I mean, who are the bitches? I mean, who's the girls on the show?
Now we'll go back and I'm going to share the screen and we'll show you everybody.
I don't want to get copyrighted for these bitches.
No, we're not on YouTube.
I was thinking about names.
We're not on YouTube.
We are on YouTube.
I'm not sharing a YouTube video.
Okay.
All right, so that's, of course, everyone knows. That's,
watch the dogs again.
That's Jocelyn. Then we got Lucky Hustler.
Can they see that?
Yeah, they can see it.
They can? Okay. Lucky Hustler.
She was one of the ones that got to move on from season one.
Yeah. I love Lucky.
Sapphire.
Shout out to Lucky. My bitch, Sapphire. I love Sapphire, yo.
She's also another one from season one that made it to season two, because season one was kind of a mess.
Yeah.
So they came back and redid some things for season two. And there were Lucky Hustler
and Sapphire, the only two that made it.
Yeah.
From season one.
Then we had
Raggedy
Chanel. Chanel. So she was actually the winner. She's the one that won the $10,000.
Yeah, but she's that pop belly drunk fat bitch.
Yeah. You can tell she's an alcoholic. Just look at her belly. Jocelyn is trasher.
Yeah, so nasty, yo. We'll get into how Jocelyn is a trashy bitch, man.
Then we have Big Lex.
Big Lex! Big Lex had that fucking dog in her.
And she had the gap teeth, and she was not afraid.
Yeah. I'm not afraid.
She's not afraid to say what was on her mind.
Everybody!
I think she, like, went back at everybody.
She did. She didn't take no shit.
Nah.
She didn't take no shit.
Then we had Lexi Blow.
Oh, Lexi Blow. Lexi Blow might have been the sexiest bitch to me.
She was quiet as hell. She
definitely had a quiet.
Big old fat butt.
Big old ass.
And she just wasn't there for the drama.
Big old ass.
She was there to actually compete.
Friggy diggy diggy diggy.
She wasn't there.
I think out of all the females in the house, I think I would fucking
she was
marry.
Curious, yeah.
I would marry Lexi Blow. I would marry Lexi Blow. Now this chick was she's okay, but
this is the chick on the show that they were making fun of for being an alcoholic.
Not her.
Yeah.
No, she's the one that had the abortion.
No, that's Aqua something. Aqua.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Boss Tech is that. Look.
Boss Tech. Yeah, that's Boss Tech. Now she's the chick that does the body paint.
Yeah.
The body paint, but she was talented, man.
Yeah,
she could dance.
The body paint queen.
She could dance. Okay, keep it going.
She's natural.
Woo! That's the other chick. Now, I wouldn't marry.
She should have won.
Miss Natural, but she was the best dancer on the show.
Yeah.
She was the best dancer on the show. I wouldn't marry Miss Natural, but I would definitely.
Smash.
She would definitely be my
Tether's
number
cheek.
One John. She would be my girlfriend.
Ghetto as fuck.
I would marry her, but she could be my girlfriend.
She's ghetto as fuck, but she was.
Oh,
cool.
I loved it. I loved her. I love me some motherfucking Miss Natural.
She was cool. I thought she was a little heroin addict, but maybe I was wrong.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. She just looked in the beginning of the season. She just looked like she was in there like this.
Yeah, she was not doing the not.
Not
now. But I don't
think
give
she
a
got
damn.
It together.
Ooh, she was fucking hot, yo. She's hot, yo. You think she's ugly?
No, she's all right. I think she's Mexican.
She ain't Mexican.
Yes, she is.
She's Mexican or something else. She ain't all Mexican.
She's some kind of Spanish. Then we had
Miss Natural.
Aqua. She's the one that went home.
Okay, she's the one that had the abortion.
Yeah,
twins,
the double homicide.
And Lexi Bloom made that comment that
yeah.
was just fucked up, but whatever. Okay.
Then we had Blueface Barbie.
No.
Which is, she couldn't even dance.
No,
like,
she couldn't dance.
She couldn't even compete to even win anything because she couldn't dance.
She couldn't dance.
We had Yummy P.
Yummy reminded me of my friend Ray.
Yeah, she looked.
Hey, Ray.
She looked just like Ray.
She definitely did.
Sounded, except for she talked like a baby. Like, hey, guys. Hi. How are you doing today? Like, she just had that baby talk.
Yeah, she did. Let's applaud all the chicks on there.
So this one right here is Yummy P.
Yummy.
She's the one in the back.
She was okay. She could dance a little bit.
Yeah.
She could dance a little bit.
For a little girl. I think these are all the same ones, though.
Okay. All right. That's fine. That's good. All right. Let's go. Now, let's rock. So, now, third of the season, it was basically drama.
Yeah.
You know, just like any female.
Girls can't get along.
That you would put in the house. Females starting arguments, fights.
They're making cliques, and this one don't like this one. And
yeah. Yeah.
But it was interesting. Then they finally started getting into the dance portion of it and teaching them how to dance. And
teaching them the dance.
The dance. And I remember we were looking at it at one point, like, man, that routine, they could have made something harder for these strippers. But I think you said it. Like, they had to make something that Jocelyn could do.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do something that Jocelyn could keep up. Because there was even one episode that her fiancé told her that she was the one that messed up the whole time.
Now, Ballistic was her.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever Ballistic is. I don't follow the music industry like that, so I don't know who Ballistic Beats is. Now, he might be somebody
so he's
special.
Some kind of producer.
He might be something famous and all, but I don't know who he is. But
I don't know any songs
he
made.
Yeah, I don't know any hit songs.
Anything.
Except for that hit song from the intro for her song.
Do it like it's my B-Day.
Do it like it's my B-Day.
Do it like it's my B-Day. The rest of her songs were not so good, but Do It Like It's My B-Day was her catchy song.
So they basically lived in this house for, I don't know how long they were there for, but it came down to just doing this dance. Doing the dance, doing the dance, doing the dance. And it came down to what? How many people was it left? Four?
In the end?
Who was the last four that danced for the spots?
It was Chanel, so.
So it was Chanel, Miss
Natural, Lucky.
Lucky, and Sapphire, right?
No, Sapphire got cut. Lexi? Not Lexi. Wow. It was none of them that we thought, except for Lucky.
It was Lexi Blow.
Lucky.
Chanel.
And Miss Natural.
And Miss Natural, yep, that was it.
They were the final four. And in the end, Chanel won. Now let's get into the reunion. So the reunion just happened. The second part of the reunion just happened. And
even the first part of the reunion was ridiculous. It was just bad. Now, give me your take on the reunion.
The reunion was horrible. It was just Jocelyn coming out like she's the shit. And I don't know. She just treated these girls like crap.
She came out like she was queen shit.
Yes. She treated these girls like crap. Like, she really believes in her mind that, and maybe it's true, they wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for her, but she wouldn't have a show if it wasn't
for them.
So.
Just like, watch the show. Like, just like Big Lex said to her, if you could find 10 other Jocelyns then.
Right.
She has no respect for these women.
No.
None.
She was calling them ugly and all kinds. Like, she trashed everybody.
That bitch is ugly. Haters. Jealous. Just.
And the
Jocelyn
sad part
is
like,
nasty.
You couldn't even get through the reunion because all she did was talk the whole time. Talked over everybody. Trashed everybody on stage.
And throw around her star power.
Yeah.
Get this bitch off the stage. I'm leaving. If you don't get this bitch off the stage,
yeah.
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
If you don't get this bitch off the stage, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
If you don't get this bitch off the stage, I'm leaving. Yo.
Her most loyal person, Sapphire, before the reunion even started, she shitted on her. Like.
Because Sapphire's baby's father passed away.
She's like, well, what are you even doing here then?
And she's saying, like, this hurtful shit. Jocelyn is a scumbag.
Yes.
A scumbag.
Her true colors really came out in the reunion. I think they edited it really well for the show. But in a reunion, man, you really saw the true her. Like, she really believed.
She was nasty during the show.
She was. She was calling people potbelly and all this stuff. Like, you're an alcoholic and nasty.
No respect for nobody.
Mm-mm.
None.
She really thinks.
She became a bully. She became like the bitches from season one were doing to.
I think you said it perfect. She was treating these girls the way Stevie J was treating her.
Yeah.
She was. She was shitting on these girls. Like they were nothing and they were nobody. And they should be kissing her feet for a spot on her show.
For a situation. For an opportunity.
Yeah.
So she was treating the girls so bad.
So bad. Like.
So bad. Like, abusive.
If you go and look on YouTube.
Jocelyn is abusive.
That's all everyone's talking about is just how nasty she was to everybody on the reunion. Just.
Who does she think she is?
What do you call it? Emotionally abusive? Just.
Mentally and emotionally abusive.
Yeah.
Like, flat out.
And Miss Natural and Lexi Blow are the
only
ones
that stuck up for themselves.
Big Lex.
Big Lex, yeah.
They were the only two that had the balls to tell her the truth.
And Sapphire was half-ass doing it.
Kind of,
like, but she was still kissing Jocelyn's ass.
She was kissing
ass.
Her butt and trying to do it nicely.
Yeah.
But the other two were like, yeah, we don't need you. You ain't nobody. Like, I don't know if the producers from Zeus, what they did, but, like, her head went, Jocelyn's head is like this. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody's capping her head up. Even the hosts on the show were like, well, this is her show.
Yeah, they were
is
fucking.
Her show.
And then they were like the backlash.
Yeah.
Like Linnell.
Yeah.
Lunell. They realized the backlash.
And
of,
they started reeling it back.
And then reeling back how they were feeling about how Jocelyn was treating them.
Yeah.
Like, you don't treat people that way. Who the do you think you are?
Yeah. She was cutting people off, not letting them finish their sentences. Like,
trying to big boy everybody. Get off my stage. Get it. If she don't leave, I leave it.
It was the Jocelyn show.
If she don't leave, I'm leaving.
Yeah. It was really the Jocelyn show. Like, the reunion was supposed to be about the girls.
Yeah.
But it was
the
all
about her.
The show
was about the girls.
Yeah.
Not you, Jocelyn.
But it was all about her. Like, she gave these girls a platform. Yes,
put it like this.
Applaud her for doing that.
Take the girls out of the show. Jocelyn has no show.
Yeah, she gave these girls a platform to kind of better themselves.
She filmed the first season with a camcorder.
And all she did was throw it in their faces that she gave them this opportunity.
But she filmed the first season with a camcorder.
Right, which is why the first season failed.
Yeah, it was trash. It was trash, and the only reason it got signed is because.
It's all potential.
Because of the two bitches that started a fight with, what's her name? Lucky and the other chick.
Sapphire?
No, Sapphire, not Sapphire. The other chick. Remember the other streetwalker?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. At the end, the very last episode. Second to last episode.
Yeah, well, it only started their drama. Remember she like, Raggedy? And that was it.
Yeah.
That's what got
the drama.
Not Jocelyn.
The drama.
So Jocelyn starts her own. When Jocelyn goes and tries to confront the chicks for starting with Lucky and the other chick, she started a fight, but that was it.
We tuned in
that
not
wasn't
to
even
see Jocelyn.
Yeah.
We didn't care about Jocelyn on her stripper pose and in the bathtub and feeding her fiance and all this shit. We didn't care about all that.
The girls were the show.
Yeah.
The girls were the stars.
Yeah.
The girls. That's Miss Natural, Lucky.
I think Jocelyn misses
Sapphire,
her stripping days. Like,
all those females were the star of the show. Not you, Jocelyn.
Yeah.
No. Sorry. And if you do think that you were the star, it is your. This show is called after you.
It's
named
your
after
name.
You.
Yeah.
But like Big Lex said, if you can get 10 Jocelyn's than Dewey.
Yeah.
Okay?
Now, she definitely had her people that were kissing her ass. And, oh, Jocelyn's the best. And Jocelyn this. And Jocelyn's praising her. But, man, it just... She has too many yes people around her that are
catching
her head.
Somebody
up.
Needs to tell her the truth, man.
And the thing
if
is,
you lose these girls, if you lose these girls, don't think that someone's going to just watch a whole nother cast.
No, not after what we just saw.
No. Nope.
In the reunion, Ballistic said to Big Lex, because Big Lex was kind of like telling
standing
her
up for herself.
She said, he
there
said
was nothing wrong with what Big Lex did.
He said to her, like, you sound like a girl who got a little bit of fame. And now you don't know how to act.
Well, that's what Jocelyn sounds like.
Exactly.
That's what Jocelyn sounds like.
She got a little bit of fame, and she don't know how to act. Like, it's...
embarrassing.
Yes. Instead, she needs to humble herself. She gave these girls a platform, and she should be thankful and grateful, like, that she's able to do this for these girls.
But...
some of these girls
never
have an opportunity like
this. She's not doing it for them.
No,
she's doing
it for herself. Yeah.
But she has to realize that they... are an intricate part of why the show was a hit.
Because she realized she didn't make it nowhere on Love and Hip Hop, so she had to go back to what she knew, take it back to the streets, take it back to the stripping.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing she knew.
Uh-huh. Her music sucks.
Yeah.
She can't really strip that good.
No.
And yeah, it is what it is.
She has a good concept. She just has to reel in the fucking attitude.
Big time.
The ego. She's got to tone down the ego.
I don't think she can.
I don't think she can either.
I think she's just such a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's such a fucking...
because she was like that on Love and Hip Hop, too.
I think she's so
she call herself the Puerto Rican princess. I'm the Puerto Rican princess. Well, Stevie J used to call her that, too.
I think she's so obsessed with...
herself. She loves.
Being,
she loves her some her.
She walks in having people carry her in.
Yeah, like she's a new being queen or something.
And then you got the fucking the host fucking shitting on the other females. Like that's wrong,
yeah.
Yo. To like, man, we got prostitutes, hookers,
yeah.
And da, da, da. No, these are
and
young
then,
women trying to better their
like,
lives.
I can't stand her voice. I can't stand the way she talks. Talking about Miss Natural, Lunel.
I love Miss Natural.
Lunel is saying it about her because she's like, you know what? She has so much potential and she's such a pretty girl, but you don't know because as soon as she opens her mouth, all you see is a ratchet in her.
Okay, now what about same thing with Jocelyn? She only reason Miss Natural was acting like that was because fucking Jocelyn was acting like an asshole.
Yeah. I'll give it to her like Miss Natural was ghetto. She was ghetto
no,
as
Miss
fuck.
No, Miss Natural was holding her
but
own.
But they were all ghetto as fuck.
Well, Big Lex was holding her own too. You're not going to disrespect me, bitch. Who the fuck you think you are?
Right.
Who the fuck you think you are?
I don't need your season 3.
Fuck that. Respect me. So, that's how I felt. That's how I felt. But,
all right, then we got the baddies. Baddies ATL.
Okay.
Season 1. Let's switch it up to,
Welcome to the Bad Girls Club. Bad Girls.
Yeah.
So.
Which is basically is a former Bad Girls Club. Which they can't call themselves
the Bad Girls Club. It is the Bad Girls Club.
No,
but they can't. Oxygen owns all rights video.
To Bad Girls
Club. Logos to the Bad Girls Club. So what the ex-Bad Girls from the Bad Girls Club did was make a.
They called it the Baddies.
Show
Baddies.
Called the Baddies.
Baddies ATL.
Now, all right, Kim. Now, what did you think of the Baddies ATL?
You know what? I thought it had potential, but they had nowhere. Like, at least in Bad Girls Club, they had a goal. They were trying to be a better person. They were trying not to be a bad girl. They went to work. They had stuff to do. I get it. They filmed in the middle of the pandemic, but you put a bunch of bitches in a house for 2 weeks with nothing to do. Of course they're going to fight. They have nothing else to do but fight. That's what girls do.
All right. Well, hold on. Go over the cast. Who was on the show?
So you have right behind you, right here.
Well, they can't. Everybody can see it. Remember, we're on the radio.
Again. Oh, yeah. So we got Sydney Starr, who is a she's not a former bad girl, but this is her first time being part of the Bad Girls Club cast. Then you had
Who's Sydney Starr?
Sydney Starr. She's the man.
X-Man. Well, what is Sydney Starr?
She was a man.
Is it a man or is it a female? It's a male identifying as a female.
Yes.
Okay.
Then you had Judy from one of the seasons of
Bad Girls Club New Orleans.
Yes.
I got the voodoo for you bitches.
Then you had Christina.
That's my bitch right there. Jersey. That's what they call her. Jersey. She got voted the baddest bad girl of all times. Just mind your goddamn business, bitch. Oh, I love her. I love her.
Then he had Tanisha. She was the...
There's a applause. Hold on. Let me applaud to Christina.
She was Mexico. Christina was Bad Girls Club Mexico.
Yeah.
With Megan. Okay.
Then he had Tanisha and Natalie were the executive producers.
Okay. We all know Megan. We all know Tanisha.
Yeah, Tanisha and Natalie. Then we had Sarah from, I'm not sure what season she was in.
Was Sarah on Rocky season? No, that was Shannon.
No.
I can't remember what season Sarah was on. Whatever.
But she was one, and she was the blonde hair, the big old butt, and she
big
was
old,
playing.
Big old butt.
She was she wasn't afraid to fight in her season.
Yeah.
So we had Seven. Which
I don't
I'm
know
not
where,
sure
she, came
where
from.
She came from.
I don't know who she is.
Wasn't she a replacement or something?
I don't know who she is.
And then we had Janelle, who actually looked like Sydney Starr to me.
Oh, stop it.
She did.
Stop it.
She does.
Stop it.
She looks like Sydney Starr.
No. Sydney Starr looks like...
Sydney Starr.
Janelle looks like Janelle. Janelle's got some melons and
Adam,
some
I'm
old,
not sure where Janelle is from.
Some
either.
Big old biddies. I can't remember what season she was on, but I remember her. I remember her getting jumped on Bad Girls Club.
Yeah, I don't think she made it past a week.
I think she was jumped in and right on out of the house.
Yeah.
Like they
was
beat her
the
ass.
One with the twins?
Maybe. I
might
think
have been
so.
The season with the twins.
The Victor twins?
Yeah. When they got everyone, the first season that they actually bullied people.
Wait, hold up. They jumped the twins out of the house. She's like, I could go for some Chipotle. And she's like, yeah, me too. And her mouth is bleeding.
That was on one of the seasons. But one of the seasons, they were the bullies.
Yeah. The bullies usually turns into the bully.
Now, this season, it was all about, okay, so Sydney Starr, not for nothing, like she was a lot of drama on the show. But if it wasn't for her, the show would have been boring. Truthfully.
Yeah.
Like, they needed Sydney Starr in there. Like, she was picking fights with Judy every other day.
Yeah.
Sarah, like, I just saw Sarah.
They're doing a bunch of bullshit. Putting hair on people's bathrooms.
Yeah. And,
sabotaging Judy.
Old cigarettes and stuff. And
Judy was barely even in the show.
Judy actually quit because of Sydney. And the fucked up part is they made Sydney and Judy share a room, and they knew that they hated each other. They're the only two that had to share a room.
But Judy and... Judy was barely even at the show.
No, she
because,
quit.
Yeah, she kind of did. But then you have Tanisha, who didn't even live at the house.
No.
Tanisha lived in a separate house.
And Tanisha was corny. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tanisha
she was
definitely corny, man.
She was corny. She was like...
Super corny.
Like, anytime there's a fight in the house, a couple of the girls would call Tanisha, and, like, Tanisha would come in like she was the peacemaker. Like, she was coming to break up the fight.
Yeah.
Natalie instigated a lot of fights. Like she usually does. Natalie's Natalie. Sarah cried the whole time and just complained about everybody. That's all she did was cry and whine. Well, I'm a producer too. I'm a producer too. Well, I don't do that, Natalie. Like, that's all she did was cry the whole time. Seven was cool. Janelle was cool. Those two kind of kept to themselves. In the beginning, Natalie and Christina get in a fight. And... there wasn't really that much fighting. Seven and Sarah fight. Sydney and Judy don't really fight. They spit on each other and stuff like that. But let's just say, Baddies is supposed to be coming back with a new season, and hopefully they do it better in the next season because this just was like a mess. The whole time they were just talking about what they were gonna do to make money, but they had no idea. Like you just put a bunch of girls together in the middle of a pandemic with nothing for them to do. It just, like, it just had no direction,
applaud
no
her,
goal.
Applaud her. That's a fact. Keep going.
That's why Cabaret was better. The Cabaret had a goal.
No direction or goal. No direction or goal.
And nobody knew anything either. Like, you had Natalie and Tanisha. Natalie, who's one of the biggest drama queens out there and one of the biggest shit starters, being a producer and trying to run the girls. Like, she's the one that's in charge of all these girls.
I'm in charge of the girls.
And Tanisha, who doesn't even stay in the house. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
This just shows, like, this was not, I guess maybe he grew up. This is 10 years later. I don't know. But this is not the bad girls that I remember.
Oh, God.
And when they said daddies was coming back.
I'm in charge of the girls. I agree with you, Kim. Kim. I'm going Kim. And I'm going to go hard. I'm going in.
When we heard that they were coming out with the baddies, we're like, oh, shit, yeah, they're finally bringing back the Bad Girls Club. Yo, it sucked. It did.
It wasn't better than the cabaret.
No, we were waiting for the drama to start.
And all it was manufactured drama by Sydney Starr.
Yes.
And Judy had enough where she moved out.
Where she quit the show because she didn't want to hear it anymore.
It was stupid.
She had enough drama.
The drama for your mama.
Now, from what I'm hearing for season two, they didn't have the reunion for this yet. The reunion for Baddies is actually coming up this week.
Is it?
Yeah, it's this Sunday.
Is it?
Yeah. But what I'm hearing for season two of Baddies, what they're going to do is they're not bringing a lot of cast from Bad Girls Club. They're going to intermingle cast from, like, Love and Hip Hop and stuff. So, we'll see. I heard they're going to try to bring in, like, Lyrica and stuff from Love and Hip Hop. So, I don't know how that's going to work.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Either way, you put a bunch of bitches together, they're going to fight. It's going to be drama.
Seriously.
They're not going to get along.
God, I'm going to go hard. I'm going in. That's how it's going to work, man. Females will fight no matter what.
No matter what. No matter where you put
females
them. But
will fight no matter
you just got to have
what?
A goal. Come on, Natalie. Get it together. You got to have better direction.
No. Makes sense. No.
I can tell when you're checking out. You start singing songs.
Yep.
Zeus, you know what you did wrong on Jocelyn's Cabaret season one? And you fixed it for season two, so hopefully they're able to do the same thing for Baddies season two. So we'll see. I heard they're supposed to be filming for that sometime in August. Hopefully that gets better, because we actually paid for the Zeus Network for Baddies, and then we just discovered Jocelyn's Cabaret. So I know that just became a better show that we watched before Baddies. So hopefully it gets better. We'll see what happens in a reunion coming up this Sunday at 9 o'clock on Juice Network. And
yeah,
you got anything else to add to it?
Nah, I'm tired of shit. I'm going to sleep.
So that's about it. This is our recap for Jocelyn's Cabaret and the Baddies. Don't forget, throw some money in the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio.
As I tell you, I heard.
Subscribe to the channel, The Slim and Kim Show. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button.
And check us out on Blog Talk Radio.
You can also check us out on our other channel, YUN9 space SLIM. We're on Blog Talk Radio, Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. And we'll see y'all later.
Yeah. Is that it? You finished it? You finished the cabaret?
Yeah.
And Baddies? Baddies suck. I fell asleep.
I said that. I was like, yo, hopefully they saw what they did wrong with Jocelyn's Cabaret season one. Hopefully they see what they did wrong with Baddies season one and they come back with season two better. Thank you for using Black Talk Radio. Goodbye.